What up? It's Styles and Roman at US 99, and it's going to get up to about 82 degrees today.
I'm pretty excited because a really good friend of mine from St. Louis is flying in. It's actually today. I've known her for probably 15 years. We've gone through every single, she had a boyfriend, I had a girlfriend, we've always been like the good friend is kind of like, you know,
hey,
helped each other out, right?
Are you guys going to make it Facebook official today?
Again, my friend is coming from I met her back in the day when I was in a music group, and I opened up for O-Town, and she was waiting outside to try to meet O-Town like 15 years ago. That's when we met. That's how old school we go. So anyway, she's coming into Chicago this weekend from St. Louis. Only negative is she's a Cardinals fan, but whatever, we'll look past it. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what am I going to do with her here in Chicago? Because obviously, born and raised here, both of us, we don't do the touristy thing. We don't go to the Bean. You know, we don't go to top of the Hancock Building. But like, as somebody who's not from here, coming in from St. Louis, what should I show her about Chicago?
Well, right off the bat, when you think of Chicago, we always ask the country artists coming in. They always talk about how delicious the food is.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, you got to do pizza. You got to do Lil Malnati's or Giordano's. You got to do Portillo's. Got to roll them through Portillo's. I mean, there's so many, like, the steakhouses here in Chicago. There's so much delicious, amazing things you can actually do with our beautiful city of Chicago.
And the good news is they're all very, very healthy. All those options you named are very, very healthy.
Lil Malnati's,
312-946-4995. What are those hidden gems here in Chicago that I should show my friend from St. Louis? Good morning to Campbell from Lyle. Is that your real name?
Yes, it is. It was an old family name.
How many soup jokes have you had throughout your life?
Put it to you this way. When you grow up and your nickname is Soup with both of your friends, you just go with it.
All right, Soup, I got a friend coming in from St. Louis. What's some Chicago things I should take her to do?
Take her on one of the architectural tours down the river.
Yeah. That's an amazing tour. I will say, though, you have to save up some money, Campbell, because that's like $40 a person.
It is, but here's the thing. If you run out of things to talk about, at least there's somebody filling that void for you.
Right, there's somebody talking for you, right?
Exactly.
And I will say, they've been on Groupon before, so you don't have to pay full price for everything.
Why are you telling me that now? Why didn't you tell me that before?
You may still be able to find one.
What's your story? Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
So what do you want? Tickets? You want cash? Why not say C, all of the above? We got tickets for you to check out Keith Urban and Kelsey coming up at 8:50 and also minutes away before $1,000. How about we do that again at 8:15?
So I have a really good friend of mine coming in from St. Louis, actually today. And, you know, I'm from here. Obviously, you are as well. Born and raised here in Chicago. And we just don't do touristy stuff because we live here.
Because you see the Bean every single day. You see the museums. You drive past everything. Navy Pier. You're like, oh, I really don't have to stop here. I live here, right?
So I'm thinking of like advice for hidden gems of Chicago to show her when she's in town this weekend. 312-946-4995. Good morning to Linda from Grays Lake.
Hey, I had a great idea for Roman.
Yeah, what is it?
Go on the Riverwalk. It's gorgeous. And there's little cafes to have a glass of wine and stuff and chat.
Yeah, you know, actually my mom had her best friend come in from Florida about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they raved about the Riverwalk.
Yeah, I was there last year, and it's just beautiful.
Linda, you said you live in Grays Lake, and you're bragging about Naperville. Isn't there anything amazing? Amazing to do in Grays Lake?
The Riverwalk downtown.
Downtown.
I apologize. I forgot about the new Riverwalk downtown here.
You live in Chicago, don't you?
Hey, don't make fun of me, Linda. I was only here to make fun of you.
Would you like some aloe with that burn?
Both of you shut up. I'm hanging up on everybody.
Morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99. One of my best friends in life is coming in from Chicago from St. Louis, actually after the show this morning, and I'm looking forward to showing her around our beautiful city. She's a really, really cool person, but she's a Cardinals fan, so that's the only part that I really, really hate about her. But besides that, I want to show her like the really cool spots in Chicago. We are both born and raised here. We don't do the Bean or, you know, top of the Hancock building, so I want like the hidden gems.
You got to put that tourist hat on and show her everything.
Yeah.
So that's why we're opening up the phone lines right now. 312-946-4995. We got Marie on the phone from Arlington Heights. What's that hidden gem that you know here in Chicago?
You
got
to go to Billy Goat Tavern for their cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger.
What do they say after that? No Pepsi, Coke?
I don't know.
Those are some really good burgers, though.
Yes, they are. They're amazing. They're always at the Taste of Chicago.
No, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm going to disagree here. I know it's a very, like, you know, SNL, cheeseburger, but I don't think the burgers are that good.
What?
Oh, my God. ask.
I would take a Portillo's burger over a Billy Goat burger all day, every day.
No, I have to disagree.
I think he's drunk this morning, man.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you guys are only in it for the nostalgia. The burgers aren't that great.
Oh my gosh, no, you're completely wrong. You need to go there again.
The only bad thing about their burgers are they're too skinny. Like, you need more. Like,
yeah,
you
like
want
all,
more.
It's all bun and, like, little burger. I'm not into it.
Delicious.
No, that's the way you need to do it.
So let's see, some of the different locations that we've heard about so far are the new Riverwalk downtown Chicago here. Also, what was it? Cheeseburger. I can't believe you're still dissing on that burger, too, by the way.
Okay, Debbie just messaged us on the SNR Facebook and says, I agree with Roman on the burger issue. Portillo's are way better than Billy Goat. However, she puts, Red Robin burgers top all of them. Which, listen, Red Robin's a chain. Portillo's is more of a Chicago thing. But and I will agree, Red Robin burgers are very, very good.
And you get the bottomless fries. I mean, we also heard about the architectural tour.
Your kids get the red balloons. Like, that's pretty cool, too. But yeah, the architectural tour. I think I definitely want to do that. The Aaron Waters show. A good friend of mine, one of my best friends, Maggie, is coming in to Chicago this weekend from St. Louis. I'm going to show her around and show her how beautiful our city is. So good morning to Nicole from Carol's Stream. What's your recommendation?
I would never do this because I'm absolutely terrified of heights, but I hear that it's awesome if you go to the Hancock, to the Tilt, and go up there, but I personally wouldn't try it, but I hear that if you're into any sort of like heights or doing anything really neat, it's probably an awesome view.
Here's the deal. I think that's a really good idea, but I am like you. I'm also scared of heights, so as a guy, I think I would not be the best person to bring some girl up there.
Hey, it might work out for you, though.
Akila from Lakeview, good morning. Tell us your hidden gem in our beautiful city of Chicago.
What's up, guys? So I've got two for you. One, this weekend is the Aaron Waters show, both Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, I definitely heard that.
And the second one, there's this bar on Broadway in like Lakeview Lincoln Park called 10 Lizzie's, and they do turtle racing every Friday. And they have a $25 drink special where it's all you can drink and all you can eat.
So what do? You just get really messed up and then you watch turtles race?
Yes.
Sounds awesome. You know, when you're drunk, they look really fast, too. Like, whoa!
Dude, some of these turtles are, like, so much faster than you would ever think that they would do. And they're all, like, Ninja Turtle.
Listen, I love your ideas, but I can promise you I'm not doing the second one.
And I can promise you that I may be going to that one.
Okay.
I like turtles.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99.